awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
So? What about it?
What about it?
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday. Let's get this out of the way.
It's cold.
Yes, it is cold. It is also hump day.
Happy.
So there you go.
There. It's over. We did it. Milk life.
Is it supposed to be cold right now? I'm checking
it's
the weather.
Chilly. It's chilly in here because somebody really likes air conditioner.
Yeah, we got a lot of computer equipment in the studios, and so they got to keep it nice and cool in here so that nothing overheats.
You mean to tell me it's the computer's fault?
It is the computer's fault. The computer you already dislike. That's 41 degrees outside. Feels like 37.
Supposed to get up to 61 today.
Yeah, this app says 64. My app's happier
Whoa.
Than yours.
Oh, mine's more realistic.
Yeah, highs in the upper 50s, mid 60s, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour this morning. Yeah, that's very true. We stepped out of the car and it was like this wind vortex.
Yep.
It was crazy. So, yeah, it's beautiful this morning though.
It is. The
we are blessed.
Is going to be awesome.
It
we
is
will
a,
not good yeah. to see it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's still a little damp on the ground. It rained last night.
It rained, and everybody here freaked out, and then they were happy because they realized that it was rain, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
We heard it last night. It was raining, and it was like, what's that noise?
It sounded like somebody was playing bongos outside because it wasn't like a steady beat. It was like this random, like, yeah. So we're like, yes. Yeah, we started writing reggae tunes last night. It was pretty great.
I did not.
We got a great show for you today. I'm excited. It is Wednesday. We have Shock Therapy Live coming up in the 9 o'clock hour with our dear friend, Pastor Nate Heitzig. Woo. That's always fun.
Whoa.
It's always good to do that.
It is.
Of course, Comics Corner today. It's a very big Comics Corner. Max from Astro Zombies will be joining us. I'm choosing to believe that.
I'm realistic, just like my weather app. I don't know.
So correct me if I'm wrong. This is today the day that kicks off Lent? Because this the day? Because yesterday was Fat Tuesday, right? So wouldn't this be Ash Wednesday?
I think today, because
today's Ash Wednesday, right?
I follow the Pope on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he said something about today being Lent.
So that's cool.
I'll pull it up and I'll read what he said.
I know a lot of
Catholic friends out there
scrambling to figure out what they are getting rid of.
I retweeted something last night and it said, "This year for Lent, I'm just giving up."
Yeah.
I was like, "That's me, man. That's me this year."
Yeah.
The Pope said, "Lent is a good time for sacrificing. Let us deny ourselves something every day to help others."
Oh man,
here he is.
I like that.
Being legit. Also, there's a tweet here that says, "Transformers are dangerous. Stay alert. Keep your eyes open and stay informed."
Those are solid words right there.
They are.
We saw yesterday a final full look at the next Transformers film.
Man.
Yeah.
One word. Grimlock.
Yeah. And Optimus Prime looks a little different.
Yeah, he does.
So people are commenting on that.
I'm
interested to see how this is going to work because it seems like it's in the far future.
Yeah.
Like, Transformers have been gone, and
it takes place a few years after the Chicago incident. Because did you see at the beginning it said, "Remember Chicago"?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's going to be like one of those Man of Steel moments. Remember Metropolis. The entire city blew up in Man
Boom.
Of Steel. Sorry if you haven't seen it. Just ruined the whole thing.
Nah. Nah.
Oh, man. It's Wednesday, man.
This week is flying by. This year is flying by. It's already March.
Yeah. Yep.
Mardi Gras is happening.
Yeah. Before you know it, prom will be here. Don't forget, our prom is coming up April 11th. Tickets are on sale already.
Yep.
You can check out details. You can get your tickets. Take care of everything at our website. That would be mystaticradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's our prom. It's huge.
Prom.
It's night under the stars.
Prom is cool.
Yeah. Right now, latest from Matthew Perryman Jones. Song's called "Oh Theo." It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
I need a blanket.
Static.
Under the silence of water.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news.
I want to start with this. There's a video of a hoverboard on the internet. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
It is not real.
Ah!
The website, it's Hover, like HUVR.com or something.
Okay.
It's making it out like it's real. But we've been doing some investigating just now, and I don't think it's real.
But I want it to be real!
We want it to be real, but it's not. Here's some stuff. It says, there was speculation online to promote the, or online that it's to promote a new Back to the Future movie or the new Back to the Future musical, but it appears to be part of a Funny or Die project.
Oh, okay.
Which is Funny or Die is a comedian, like comedic website.
Okay.
A costume designer who worked on the shoot posted the experience on her online resume, which was later pulled. The lead engineer seen in the film is an actor, Nelson Ching, whose website you can see here. Christopher Lloyd also mentioned during a shoot with Funny or Die. Oh, also mentioned doing a shoot with Funny or Die late last year on a podcast called The Nerdist Podcast. And then it says, in addition, fans have posted what looks like crane shadows from the crane likely used to hold the celebrities up on the hoverboards and stills which seem to catch the harness beneath their clothes. In particular, fans have cited a shadow on the booth at 3 minutes and 28 seconds into the video. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then this guy says you can see the harness under the shirt. I don't know.
Either
but
way.
It is a really cool video to watch.
Real. If only, man.
The official website of the HoverTech whatever says that we'll know more in December. I don't know. If it was a real hoverboard, that would be great, but I don't think it is. It's too unbelievable.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. Anyway, back to breaking news. I just wanted to talk about that first because it's pertinent to my life. A new study finds that having a hangover doesn't stop people from drinking. There's science doing their job, going that extra mile for us yet again. Thank you, science. If you would like to spend thousands of dollars on something worthwhile, we know a good cause.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Gosh.
10-year-old boy in Columbus, Ohio has been suspended from school for pointing his finger like a gun and pretending to shoot a classmate. I pulled up the story because this isn't the first time this has happened, and I was like, is this just a repeat? But it's not. 10-year-old Nathan, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, doesn't understand why he got suspended from school for 3 days. According to his father, one moment the boy was goofing off with his friends in fifth grade science class, and the next a teacher was taking him out of the classroom, invoking Ohio's zero tolerance policy. And his offense was making his fingers look like a gun, having his thumb up and the pointed finger sticking out. He was pointing at a friend's head and said, boom. The kid didn't see it. No other kid saw it, but the teacher saw it. He said it wasn't threatening, it wasn't hostile, it was a 10-year-old kid playing around.
What if he was winking at someone like, ah,
hey. He wouldn't have said boom.
Ka-ka. Hey,
boom. Boom. What? Oh, Stever just said I'm suspended.
Oh, man.
I gotta go, Stever.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, zero tolerance, I guess, man.
I think here it's 3% tolerance.
Oh, okay.
We have a 3% tolerance. It is a church. The community of nations is telling Russia to back down from its intervention into Ukraine, but the Russians are defiant. Speaking of Russia, Sarah Palin says she predicted Russia invading Ukraine. And there's been videos going around from back when Mitt Romney was talking to Obama about that. And Obama kind of like laughed it off. And now it seems like it's looming. Ooh. Topping the new list of the world's most expensive cities is Singapore. Congratulations, Singapore.
Richest cities?
Yeah, most expensive cities.
Maybe they need to change it to Singer Rich.
Ah! Yeah. Look out. It's Wednesday. Police in Germany are looking for two female crooks who hypnotized their victims before robbing them.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's pretty great.
That's an awesome plan.
That's a terrible plan.
That's an awesome plan.
Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. Look into my eyes.
Yes.
Look into my eyes.
It's bad enough to be robbed, but what if you got robbed and then you found yourself naked walking down the street clucking like a chicken? You realize you've been duped. And Mitch knows what I'm talking about when I'd say clucking like a chicken on Arrested Development. She was here, she'd know.
No
a
clue.
Man who was found alive in a body bag at a Mississippi funeral home. He woke up in the body bag.
Yeah. Well, he had been dead
You saw the video, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He
I
was,
did
like,
not
kicking
see
and screaming. I didn't see, they don't have, like... Yeah.
Gosh!
I saw the report.
How do you get to that point? What happened?
That you're so...
Was he wasted?
No, I don't even know. That's a good question. I don't know all the details.
We'll do a little more research.
Obviously, they thought he was dead. He was an older gentleman. Maybe he just had a really weak pulse.
What if he had mastered the techniques of those ninjas and he had lowered his pulse so much nobody knew, and then he woke up and was like, oh no, it really, really, really worked.
I faked my own death. That's what Lex Luthor did. That's what he figured out.
Okay, we'll talk about
that. That's what he figured out.
Maybe Max will come in.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
8 o'clock hour.
I can't guarantee
corner.
Anything.
8 o'clock anymore. Hour. Trust me, big day in comics.
Listen to how low I'm speaking. My register is lower.
Mardi Gras is wild down in the New Orleans. Mardi Gras is taking over, despite the rain. The rain has put a damper on things. Yeah. Seems like the crowds aren't as big as they usually are, but nonetheless, there are people there wearing masks, looking like the Purge, walking around, trying to get beads.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's fantastic.
Have you ever been?
No.
Yeah, me either.
Actually, I've been
absolutely not.
almost to Mardi Gras. We went back when I was doing that that mission thing where we'd go throw tracks at people on Bourbon
Street. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We went like the weeks before Mardi Gras.
I saw a bunch of signs last night.
Yeah.
I have a friend out there who's a pastor who was posting a bunch of photos, and it was like, wow.
Yeah. New Orleans
takes
is
a special individual to either A, go to that, or B, go out there and hang out with
There's
them.
A dude that lives down there that he, like, during Mardi Gras, he has this giant wooden cross, and he'll just go stand there with it, and he has, like, a little sign, and he'll just talk to people.
Yeah.
And it's not he's not yelling at anybody. He's
right.
not being mean. He just stands there and... People talk to him.
Yeah, no, the signs I saw were pretty, like...
Were they mean?
Yeah.
But normally you have harsh. People walking around, they're like, why do you care about them right now? It's Mardi Gras.
Right.
It's Mardi Gras, come have fun. Get you a drink, come with me.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm carrying this giant cross. Do you not see this thing?
Right. Which they probably don't, because they're so housed.
His name is Frank.
Which is why it begs the question, does it do anything? You never
know. I don't know. I mean, I think...
I know.
I learned a lot going down there, but
yeah.
I know that a lot of the things that we handed out ended up on the street with right. all the beads getting swept up by the street sweepers the next morning. You know, and then honestly, like, how many conversations can you have with somebody who's totally wasted and then remember it?
Right.
I don't know. The effectiveness is yet to be determined. We shall see one day, my friends. Do not worry. There's an asteroid that's going to be passing... It's going to pass Earth.
Oh, I got this.
It's going to be closer than the moon.
Dude, I can take care of this.
How?
Have you seen that giant stand-up machine in my garage? I'm the king of asteroids.
No
one defeats
this
me.
This is different.
Boop.
This
boop,
is a...
Boop. Boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop.
Boop, 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 boop. I'm really good at asteroids.
No. An asteroid is headed this way. It will zoom past Earth closer than the moon. The newly discovered asteroid called 2014 DX-110.
Wow.
Will hurtle between the moon and Earth tonight, passing an estimated 217,000 miles away from Earth.
I don't know what that means.
That's approximately 9/10 of the distance between the moon and the Earth.
If it was like so big that we'd look up in the sky and we could see this giant rock,
I wonder if we will see it.
Us, be like, well, that was a close call. That was kind of impressive.
I wonder if in some places, like. Well, obviously, it won't be in our atmosphere, so it won't be burning or anything, but
yeah.
I wonder if you would see the shadow go across the moon in certain, like, in a certain place on the Earth. That would be incredible. We'll check tomorrow, because I bet pictures will go up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or a video? Oh! We'll see if the movies make it look real enough. We'll see.
I'm
hey,
impressed.
this is an old, like, I guess this is something that I've learned that I thought was real and apparently is... It's not. If you're worried that spending hours upon hours staring at a computer would damage your eyeballs.
Yeah, it does!
Rest assured, it will not.
Okay.
Researchers say our increased screen time isn't messing up our eyes. However, hours in front of a computer screen will lead to what's called eye strain. But while this can be painful and cause problems, even prolonged eye strain won't cause permanent damage to your eyes. Just try to look at something far away every 10 minutes or so when you're on screen binge.
And if you have a job where you're constantly staring at a computer screen, it can also cause this syndrome called eye quit.
Yes. This computer in front of me every day,
I know.
This thing tempts me.
Thankfully.
It gets real close every day to making me want that. I want the syndrome.
Don't do it.
That's how bad it is. I'm begging for that disease.
Yeah, but what about, like, when I was a kid, man, you could not sit too close to the TV. The lights, at least one light had to be on.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't watch TV in the dark.
I don't know.
Now I'm wondering if any of that's real.
Probably not.
All right.
Or we've just gotten so used to it that our eyes are cool with it now. You never know.
Microevolution.
Speaking of internet and computer screens, here's something that's a little scary. Facebook is in the process of acquiring a drone maker.
Okay.
The social media giant already looks deeply into your online life. Now, will it be looking into your window? Facebook is reportedly buying Titan Aerospace, which builds solar atmospheric satellite platforms for $60 million. The airplane satellite machines that Titan makes can stay aloft for 5 years without having to land.
Wow.
This purchase will help Facebook's efforts to provide internet access to more people internationally. The drones would ideally be able to provide Wi-Fi or broadband access to areas of the world that are underserved. Also, they want to spy on you. How you think he made so much money?
Right.
He sold it to the government. They're spying on us. Conspiracy. Illuminati. That's what's going on.
Man. I don't know. That wasn't in The Social Network. I saw that movie.
Well.
Just saying.
If you play the soundtrack backwards, you hear it.
I don't think it would sound any different if you played the soundtrack
backwards. No, you
backwards
have to get the
forwards.
Vinyl and
it's
you have
Atticus
to,
Ross
you have to play
Reznor.
It backwards. It's like... We sold Facebook to the government. You're not cool. Hey. And then it just gets worse. It's like, your parents don't love you.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Social network.
It's like, all you've got is us, Facebook. We're your life now.
Is that why so many people have that app or a Facebook and they're just constantly on it?
Do you need a job? We'll pay you $2.35 an hour to look at Facebook all day long.
I bet you some people would take that job.
Yeah, heck yeah, they would.
That's why I never played the soundtrack backwards. I don't have a Facebook.
You should have done it.
Didn't happen to me.
A pair of counterfeiters took petty crime to a new low after they used fake money to buy Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, come on.
Bunch of jerks.
Come on.
Even worse, they reportedly got change in real cash.
Mm-mm.
After paying with fake $50 bills, leaving the girls stuck with the counterfeit money. At least two thieves used the counterfeit money scam over the weekend in Rancho Cucamonga, California, setting the Girl Scouts back about $200.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Here's what happened. Now that story broke nationally, a bunch of rich people are going to feel really bad.
Hope so.
And they're going to go, oh, poor Girl Scouts. And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, the Girl Scouts actually raised $42,000 on Kickstarter.
Check this out, though. This is what's scary. You hate Girl Scouts.
I don't hate Girl Scouts.
Your face was like, I hate Girl Scouts. Listen to this. Even worse, the Scouts used a counterfeit pen on the money, and it worked.
Wow.
Police are reviewing surveillance photos outside the grocery stores where the sales took place.
It's pretty impressive.
That's pretty crazy. And then our final bit of breaking news this morning. I just want everybody, I want to give you a little taste of, well, I would say Eastern Kentucky, but apparently this happened in Texas. Police in Texas arrested a woman for shoplifting. They then discovered that her male companion had meth.
Okay.
Then they found out that the two suspects were actually siblings.
Okay.
They then learned that the siblings were also sexual partners.
Okay. America.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your very creepy and disturbing breaking news.
What is happening to America?
Man, that has been happening for a long time.
Gosh.
Not just in America.
Are we ready to move on?
I am hope
disturbed.
So.
Disturbed.
That's weird.
That is...
It happened in your home state. How do you feel?
Hey, man.
Texas.
Whoa.
This wasn't in Florida.
Whoa. That's true. Texas is a very large place, so there's, you know, the larger the space is, there's more possibility for crazies. So I'm just saying.
Mm.
They do not represent Texas. I would like to say now on record that does not represent my state as a whole.
Well, I can't look, but there is a little quick Florida blurb if you want to feel better.
Oh, okay.
In Florida, there was a guy named Michael who said his wife told him he'd been drinking too much, so he decided to drive it off.
Okay.
He was pulled over for speeding shortly after midnight. He admitted he was coming home and had a couple of drinks. He said he was on his way to a bar for a few more.
Okay.
Drive it off, folks. Do not.
Do not.
Boom! Is it time for birthdays?
It is time for birthdays. We need to cheer up, man.
Stever.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. Stever, there's a lot of pain in this world.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's why the people need birthdays.
Yep.
Alrighty. It's a kind of good birthday day.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, 64th day of already 64 days.
Man.
Guys.
What are we doing with our lives?
2014 is flying by.
Flying by.
301 days remaining. And today we celebrate the birthday of the lady from the place beyond the pines, Hitch, and Fast Five.
Whoa.
Ava Mendez.
That's right.
Nice. Good call. You like Ava Mendez.
I saw her in Hitch. That was a good one.
That was an excellent movie.
That was fun.
Somebody I went to high school with used to be her assistant.
Really?
Who's the guy from King of Queens that was in Hitch?
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Chris Farley, B.
Chris Farley.
Oh, no.
Little B.
No. I think his comedy's a little cleaner than...
Well, they all try to make him Chris Farley.
Nah.
Like in their movies.
Not the same.
It's not the same. That's what's sad about
it. No. He's a sweeter, gentler Chris Farley.
Mitch had a chance to interview him.
Yeah?
All right.
Believer.
Nice.
Eva Mendez. Let's not forget, it's her birthday.
Let's think about this. What do you think?
35.
I say 34.
She's 40.
Oh.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Man, you
gotcha, didn't
out. I? You faked me out hard. I almost started celebrating. I can't stop thinking about that hoverboard.
All right, so from Entourage, John Q, and The Notebook, Kevin Connolly.
Kevin Connolly.
Celebrating a birthday. I think I saw him in John Q.
John Q.
He was like, I don't know if he was one of the young doctors or he was someone in, like, locked up with them when they were all... Like, Denzel, don't shoot anybody.
Okay. I say he is 44.
42.
40.
Is it everybody's 40th birthday?
Yep. Hitting the big 4-0.
Is it John's 40th birthday?
Are you 40?
No.
Yes.
No?
I am.
Just a few more years to go.
Okay.
A few more.
In a parallel universe, I'm 40.
I'd need to go backwards.
I'm really not.
Makes me sad. All right, here we go, guys. What?
Oh, Madonna.
Madonna.
Model.
Model.
Cindy Crawford.
Nikki Taylor.
Nikki Taylor.
I haven't heard that name in a decade.
Yeah. It's been a while. Been a while.
Nikki Taylor.
Okay.
Snap. Oh, yeah. Nikki Taylor is 40.
Nikki Taylor is 42.
39.
So not everybody's 40.
Nope. Steve, not Nikki.
You are playing a wicked game
this
morning.
That's what I
Chris
do.
Isaac.
It's what
He's
I
40.
Do.
He's 40.
All right, all right, all right.
Is it Matthew McConaughey's birthday?
No, it's not. I just
Man, I love that dude.
But it is Penn Jillette's birthday. Comedian. Magician.
Oh, okay. Ben and Teller.
He's a magic man.
He is a magic man.
Music man.
Penn is 40.
No. I think he's 49.
No, but you'd be pleased that you said that.
Because
he's 59.
Dang
wow.
it. Wow.
Wow.
Guy's getting old. I even say that's old.
Steve, I feel sorry for the trees outside.
Why?
Because they're starting to bloom, but it's so cold.
Yeah.
You think they're going to die?
It was 41 degrees when I got into the car.
Yeah.
Oh, here's why I played this for Penn Jillette. Here you go.
Nice.
There you go.
Which is weird because a girl sang that.
Yeah.
So it's like, wait.
That's,
she's probably singing about a guy that told her that.
That's one of the Wilson sisters.
Phillips?
All right, no, from Hart.
Wilson Phillips?
So from Battlestar Galactica, the new one.
I've never seen it.
No?
Any of them, and I'm okay. Probably not going
Maybe
to.
You saw this. Maybe you saw this. He was in this, too.
Is it Disney?
Aw. And he's going to be in the new movie, Persecuted. Quantum Leap.
Oh! This doesn't sound like Quantum Leap.
Nah, it's kind of one of those albums where you buy the movie themes.
Who is in Quantum Leap that's going to be in Persecuted?
Dean Stockwell.
Oh, Dean Stockwell!
Oh.
'62. Ah, that was low.
Now it's sounding like Quantum Leap.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's exciting. Oh, fever!
That show was so great.
I'm starting to get energy! What'd you say, 30? No, you
no,
said
52. I said 62.
62? 58.
78.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah. He played Max, right?
Yep, no, yeah. Al.
Al, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about her friend that probably won't show
it's
up.
All right. Why wouldn't your friend show up?
He never does anymore.
He's going to show up. I believe in him.
I'm going to.
Oh,
I'm,
Max?
I'm representing the optimist today.
I'm representing the realist. It's a cold, bitter world.
She played Bailiff Roz. The bailiff. Next to Bull.
Yep.
She kept Bull in check.
Marsha
Warfield was her name.
Marsha Warfield.
Night Court.
Night Court.
Marsha Warfield is 58.
63.
60.
Dang it.
Dang it, I was going to say 60.
Why didn't you?
I don't know, because I didn't want her to
I always
be
love
60.
That. I knew she was 60.
I knew it.
So I thought I'd say something else.
I know she's listening. I didn't want to offend her.
Yeah.
Like
calling
60,
you out.
So I was thinking, okay.
Mark Hamill.
Harrison Ford.
Carrie Fisher.
Hey, Steve-O, you want me to give you this one?
No.
Nancy Ryman is 2 degrees of separation.
Jake Lloyd.
That's right.
Boom.
Wait, that's the kid.
That is the kid.
Oh, who cares?
That is the kid who ruined my life.
Episode one.
Nancy's related to him, and
no,
it makes
she's
me
not.
Like her a little
she
less.
She grew up in the same neighborhood as her dad, or as his dad.
Jake nice. Lloyd's dad.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys.
Jake Lloyd's dad needed to spank that kid a little more, and maybe he wouldn't have done stupid film.
When we when we all walked out of...
I hated that movie!
When we all walked out of The Phantom Menace, we were all just a little disillusioned. We realized that it's a cold and bitter world, and we became a little more realistic about it.
Yeah,
things.
You're right. The
don't
realistic
be, don't be mad at Jake because of the writers.
It's his fault. He was terrible.
I don't understand.
He did what the writers told him to do, and he did it well. Now stop it.
I don't understand why they picked such a young kid.
The truth is, that's really the only part of the movie that I really dislike.
You didn't,
right.
Did well, you like Jar Jar Binks?
How old do you think Jake is there, Steve-O?
Touché.
Star Wars fan.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's say he was, what, 8? Maybe? 9? No, let's say 10, because Jack's 10, and Jack's like, I want to get into movies. So maybe he's 10. He was 10.
Yeah.
That came out in what?
Late 90s. No, early 2000s.
I was either 99 or 2000, so yeah. It's been like 14 years. So let's say, I'm going to say he's 24.
I'm going to say he is 22.
He's 25.
Ah!
Your math was great. Mine was subpar.
Yeah, birthdays are painful for Steve-O.
Bitter world.
Episode 1 is painful for Steve-O.
All right, we're moving two. On. We're moving
Steve-O's
on.
Starting to talk in third person because that's how
no.
Steve-O does. That's how he does.
We're moving on to dates.
Oh, yeah, we are.
On this date, in what year,
what have we done?
Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks provoked controversy in the U.S. by stating that the band was ashamed. The president of the United States is from Texas.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm from Texas, and I'm more proud that W's from Texas than you Dixie
hey,
Chicks.
How are they doing nowadays?
They're doing good, man.
Yeah, man.
Real good.
Oof.
Yeah, it's on all those Best Of albums.
Oh, man. The funny thing is, though, if they would have waited 2 or 3 years to say that, they
right.
would have been massive, because that's when it got popular. Because
yep.
Green Day made it huge
yep.
to hate W.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so what year was that when Natalie opened her big mouth?
Well, let's think about it.
Shut 2001.
Your pie hole.
See, he was elected 2002.
I say 2001.
Three.
Ah.
You guys were close.
Wide open spaces.
Oh, sorry.
What the?
There you go. Nicely done, guys. Wow. I'm a little.
I'm from Texas. What's your excuse?
That's a good song.
I'm a little ashamed.
They were
a
good band.
Wow.
I know she was.
They were not a good band.
They were a great band.
I'm playing the closing music.
Yeah, I know.
Because this.
I want to thank Tom Hanks.
On this date in what year? Actor, comedian.
Thank the cast.
John Belushi.
Aww.
Died.
Sad.
It was the closing.
John Belushi.
Nicely done, Stever. Wow. That was a long time ago.
1986?
I was going to say 84.
82.
Ah. 82.
Can we just listen?
Yeah.
Great week!
You know my favorite John Belushi line was from a movie?
What?
Guess what I am now?
Is that when he pretended like he was a pimple?
Yeah, yeah, that was awesome. Oh, I guess the next line was food pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, man.
All right. his brother Jim's pretty funny, too.
Classic, yeah. Belushi.
Yeah. Best Jim Belushi movie? Anyone?
Animal House?
Real Men.
Real Men?
Oh. Yeah. All right. On this date in what year, Voyager 1, in the Star Trek movie known as V'ger, made its closest approach to Jupiter 172,000 miles?
Ooh.
What year was that Voyager 1 went speeding by Jupiter?
Wait, is this real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, in the movie, Voyager ran into some other alien technology and turned into V'ger because the words were fading on the ship, and it needed to call itself something, so it called itself V'ger.
Weird.
Come on, Trekkers!
Nope.
Nope.
Trekkers unite.
Nope.
Give me my lightsaber.
You can talk to someone else about that, Steven. You can take that right on out of here.
It's most possibly the best Star Trek movie ever.
You can take that Star
what
Trek knowledge.
I don't even know what Star Trek movie that is.
You can take it out
the motion
to the
picture
lot.
Was the first one with William Shatner and
that was Kirstie Alley, right?
Yeah,
I don't remember that one.
You take it outside and you bury it.
And actually, the dad who played the guy who played the dad in Seventh Heaven was in it too.
Huh.
Okay, what year was it? Come on, Voyager went speeding by Jupiter.
I don't want to answer. I'm not going to answer. 89.
1979.
It was 1979, as a matter of fact.
Are you kidding me?
Your face is amazing.
I did it, Steven.
Oh, man.
I didn't even have Star Trek knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, guys. On this date in what year, a 48-year-old German man was arrested in Rome after being caught jogging naked through the park. The man said he hadn't realized it was against the law to run naked in Italy.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a language of love.
What year was it?
What?
Like you knew.
Running naked is a language of love.
Speaking of...
Everybody gets
it. I found a story about nacations.
Nacations.
We're going to talk about proper nacation etiquette.
Nay, sir.
Naked vacations.
That's not good.
It's a real thing.
Steve,
that's stupid.
I say that we all go on a nacation together. I say we need some bonding time.
I don't ever do that. I at least
just us dudes.
I at least have a Speedo.
Let's get out there. We'll go to Italy.
I do that every day. It's
you
want to
talk about Chris Farley?
Watch
home, me
right?
On vacation.
No.
Okay. What year was it? Come on, guys. What year?
1984.
2003.
Okay. He should have known by then.
On this year, on this date, in what year, Martha Stewart was convicted in New York of obstructing justice and lying to the government about why she unloaded her stock just before the price plummeted, her M-Clone stock?
Yeah.
She served a 5-month prison sentence.
Insider trading.
I really need to talk to my wife. Can I phone a friend?
2004.
Nope.
This.
Nope. What year is it?
2004.
2003.
2005.
Ah. Yeah. Steven, why didn't you give me the answer?
I don't know.
We're supposed to go on a vacation together, and you didn't even give me the answer.
I'm not
That's
going
That's a
on
real
any.
Term. I
you
really do
told
have...
me we were going.
I really have a story.
Today, fellas.
Yep.
It's Cheese Noodle Day.
Woo!
It's also Multiple Personality Day.
Good, good, good.
It's also Multiple Personality Day.
Speaking of multiple personality, or what is it? Dissociative
it's Sybil Day.
Identity disorder
yes.
now?
Yeah.
We have a comic book for you.
Yeah. Nice. For me?
No.
Oh.
No, yeah. Steven. Gosh. All you
right.
won't even go on the vacation.
And last but not least, today is Discover What Your Name Means Day.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You guys want to know?
Yep. Crowned one.
What does Mateo mean?
Steve-O's right.
Mine means
gift it's of crown Jehovah. Or wreath. And Matthew is?
Gift of Jehovah.
Gift of the Lord.
Oh.
Wow, you guys, I'm impressed.
Boom.
You
what?
Think I don't know that?
What?
That is all.
You think I haven't been using that against people since I was a baby?
Yeah, since I was like six.
Oh, it's so loud.
And your laughter too.
Oh, man. There you go. Well, the crowned one and the gift of God will be with you momentarily. Got to pay the bills.
Wait, so that's what his name is, too. You're both crowned ones.
Yeah.
And I'm gift of God.
That's why I have this stupid thing on my hand with a cross and a crown and an S.
That's why I have this air about me.
Oh, man. All right. Coming back, some Nick Flora, some Armin J. We're going to help you out with your nacations. That's coming up. Wow.
Yeah, if you're interested in nacations, which we all know you are, just stick around.
True story. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Austin Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's time for car map. Car map. Traffic. Paseo del Norte is very slow.
Yep.
If you're going eastbound, you're going to run into the construction right at Jefferson. There has been a traffic lane shift, and it is crazy and wacky, and you need to pay attention. Watch out for cops. They like to hide around there.
Stop it.
Also, there is traffic 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye. It's starting to slow down a little bit, but I think that's typical morning traffic. Anyway, that's your look at traffic. Everything else looks pretty good.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Is that your shake that smells so weird?
Yes.
Okay.
It smells like kind of peanut buttery.
Yeah, peanut butter, like almond, like hazelnut, like yeah. weirdness. Okay.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I'm like, what is it costing my nostrils?
You just described a fantastic smell.
Gosh!
You said peanut butter, almond, hazelnut.
Yeah. Depends
awesome.
On who you talk to.
You
my wife
like
is
hazelnut?
Not a fan of hazelnuts.
Really?
She likes real life hazelnuts, hates the like the fake taste stuff.
It smells like chalk to me.
Here it is. Today is Ash Wednesday.
Oh.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of articles lately on this new film that came out this last week, number 2 at the box office right now. It's called Son of God.
Yes.
You and I have not been able to see it yet.
No.
Which frustrates me. Love to be able to talk about it with knowledge.
Knowledge.
We're only in radio.
But since we don't have any knowledge, we're not really going to talk.
We can't speak to it.
We can't weigh in on our opinion.
But we have seen opinions get really crazy.
Heated. Both
like,
sides.
We're talking Martin Luther Reformation versus
yeah.
the Catholic Church.
We're talking like the Anglican Catholic like... split. We're talking Henry VIII. He just wants to get another wife. Pope's like, no, sir. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to start my own church, and it's going to be the Church of England, and you can go back to France.
And we don't mean that there are different denominations that enjoyed the film versus denominations that didn't. We're just talking across the board Christians who are fighting over the Son of God movie.
Punching each other.
We're posting an
over
article,
Facebook.
One of the reviews that we've read. There's so many reviews. This one comes from Christian Post. So a Christian writing a review that was... not scathing, but just giving his thoughts and insights, because some people are like defending it as if it is the word of God, and others are saying, no, this is not. And it's caused this kind of rift, if you will, and people are kind of fighting. So we wanted to know your thoughts. Is this a big deal? Not all the details are accurate. They don't get everything right. I guess there's some hard editing, and not everything is made super clear. One person said they never mentioned sin once in the film. So how can people know the purpose of the cross?
Right.
We read one review on Yahoo Movies from an atheist who just flat said, I don't get it. I don't understand how this became a religion. Mm-hmm. What is the purpose of this? So maybe you saw it. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Because we're just kind of scratching our heads at all of the
We don't know
all the negative/positive that has turned into this the next crusades. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning. This is Mom Fernando, and hey. I'm lost because you guys have been out in Gallup. I mean, all last week and this week, so I basically am lost.
Yeah, we're sorry. We are sorry. It is not our fault.
We're trying to get it fixed. There's nothing that we can really
do. Our engineers are diligently working on it.
Okay. Well, can you, like, put maybe aluminum foil up because my days are off?
Yep. We will do that.
If only it were that simple.
Can a donut or burrito or something?
Listen, we're going to go up to the top of the mountain where the tower is.
Uh-huh.
We're going to spend 2 weeks hiking up that mountain. We're not gonna take food with us. We're gonna rely
on real life.
We're gonna hunt food.
Yep.
We're gonna kill a bear. We're gonna skin the bear. We're gonna use that for clothing. We're gonna hollow out a tree and build shelter. And we're gonna take shelter in that tree for the storms that come. And then we're gonna make our way up to the tower. We're gonna wrap aluminum foil on that tower, and then we're gonna hike back down. Probably take the tram.
Okay, that sounds good because I'll wrap aluminum foil on my Suburban and then also at my house so I can catch you so I know what today is.
We're going to handle
I feel like that might be a tad illegal because the reflectors like the driving, it's like a hazard.
The law doesn't matter anymore.
Okay.
Anarchy. Me and you, Mom Fernando, we got this.
Thanks, Mom Fernando.
I love you guys. I love you too.
We miss you.
Sorry, as soon as it's fixed, it obviously will be back on.
It will. So.
I was ready to drive to Albuquerque and stay there.
We would love it if you did.
So that way I could know what day it is. And
I'll tell you right now, today is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It's the 64th day of the year.
Yeah, halfway through the week.
And
okay, I thought today was New Music Tuesday, I guess I missed all that.
That was yesterday.
Your days are
Wednesday.
Off. So off.
Mom Fernando, there are these things called calendars. I think they probably even have them in Gallup. I'm not sure, but you can... You can get one of those.
No, let her. She relies on us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There you go.
I eat my oatmeal and listen to you guys.
There you go. See? It's a routine.
We're going to get it fixed. We just don't know when.
Man.
Yeah, my routine's all off, and my kids are all like, what's wrong with you, Mom? And I'm like, I don't have Mateo, and I don't have Steve-O. I don't have Mitch.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mom Fernando.
We're gonna come to the rescue. Look, on the sixth day, look towards the hills.
Oh, my gosh.
What? At sunrise.
There you go. Mom Fernando.
Mom
Fernando.
Love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You see, folks, people rely on us, depend upon us.
She obviously loved Son of God.
We're a listener-supported station. You know how hard it is? We have so many translators throughout the state of New Mexico.
The Gallup translator has been out for a while. We do know. I think we get an email about once a day about it.
For those who don't know, Static Radio is the largest FM station
in
the state. We have more translators throughout the state of New Mexico than anybody else. And, of course, because of that, costs money. And so Gallup right now, Gallup is down right now. And so we need your help. MyStaticRadio.com. You can check out details there, how you can get involved and help us get back on there. I know the engineers have been working, but obviously parts and labor and
we sent a team up the mountain a week ago and haven't heard back, so I don't know what happened. We lost radio communication about 4 days ago.
Oh man.
We're just praying for a break in the weather.
I almost feel like that happened and maybe that was a sign that we shouldn't delve into the topic that we were trying to get.
But I just posted it on Facebook. So
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It seems like if you didn't love the movie, Son of God, You're un-American.
Yeah, I posted
it. You don't love Jesus.
It seems that audiences are pretty torn over Son of God. Did you see it? What did you think? Is all this divisiveness really worth it? Tell us what you think.
Yeah, we want to know, because neither one of us have been able to see it yet, unfortunately. And we're planning on it.
Yeah, eventually. At some
Dude,
point.
You know how rare it is we actually get to go to the
I
movies?
Know. We have to make special plans. Like, we have a plan to go see a movie. It yeah. might work out. It might not.
Got to get a babysitter. We yeah. got kids, yo.
I have to find something for Panda to do. She's taken to jumping in the 15-foot-tall window, Man. Which is scary for me.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Your thoughts, your opinions on Son of God, or your thoughts and opinions on this kind of rift, this divide. We posted one article.
Mm-hmm.
It's a review from the Christian Post, and it seems like that's kind of been an anthem for some, and for others, they're just angry.
Angry. You know,
about a movie about Jesus.
We talked about Noah the other day.
Yeah.
And we had a friend make an interesting point.
Yeah.
Because she did not like Son of God at all. She found it very inconsistent with the Bible.
Yeah.
And her thing was, we said, well, it's a movie. Aren't you going to go see Noah? Thinking that,
right.
you know,
well, Noah's based
if
on
Noah's
comment,
okay, then this
Left
movie
behind.
Has
about,
yeah, yeah. Then this movie has to be okay. And she's like, yeah, but Noah's got that thing that says, for the actual account, look at the book of Genesis.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is being sold as gospel.
Right.
So, and that is a big point, because this was marketed heavily.
Right.
Primarily to the church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd never watched the Bible miniseries. Like Steve-O said the other day, when that came out, Don
yeah,
and I were in Nashville.
That.
We didn't have cable.
I enjoyed it. My
know.
Kids loved it.
I guess my thought about this movie, the only thought I really have was, isn't it just going to look for a made, or isn't it going to look like a made-for-TV movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a lot of the same stuff.
All things we can't speak to because we haven't seen it.
I know. We don't know. So we need your opinions. We need you to call in right now. Or to comment
Facebook.
On our Facebook, or to send us an email, or if you want to be like apparently the Son of God is in the movie, you could just send us your thoughts via telepathy, and we'll try to pick them up. I'm trying right now. Hang on. What do I got?
Nothing.
One of you is wearing a blue shirt.
Weird.
You're in your car, and you just spilled your coffee.
Static. Here we go.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning.
Where to begin?
Oh, yeah. Steve Austin Morning Party. I found the Neil Diamond page.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday morning. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will be hanging out with our dear friend Max. Right, Max?
He said he's coming. He texted
right, Max?
Me. He said he's on his way.
Manager of Astro Zombies Comic Shop here in Albuquerque. And sponsor of Comics Corner. We'll be talking about all the latest comics releasing today, as well as last night's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, which was... good. Believe it or not.
We're also going to talk about this movie, Son of God, that was the number two movie in America that not a single human being has commented on because apparently nobody cares.
Touching you. Let's go.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba.
So good.
This is how I sing it at home.
I came back. To believe never was.
Social commentary. Everybody in their car is singing along to Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, but nobody has a comment on the Jesus movie. That
Whoa! Look at you. You just got juked in your car. How do you feel now?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Static!
I have a comment about Jesus.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
Okay. Oh, great. You want to hang up now?
No, continue.
What's your thought, Tej?
Okay, so I actually had formulated my thoughts yesterday about this because I've been hearing both ends, but I basically came to the conclusion that we've got, you know, two points that I think of how Christians are mishandling this.
Yeah, there you go.
The first is that we're taking a moral grandstand on the fact that the movie is not 100% true to who Jesus is. Mm. And I haven't seen the movie myself, but I'm seeing a bunch of critiques, and that's basically the conclusion I think everyone has come to. But it's a 50-50 split on whether we're accepting of it or if we're just condemning it before we even see it.
Yeah.
And I think rather than doing all the in-house fighting that the whole world can see,
yeah,
we need to be using it as a tool, which you guys have covered for yeah. discussion.
Yeah.
But secondly, I've also kind of come to the conclusion that from what I'm seeing, at least personally with, you know, people that I'm friends with or friends of friends, is that we're taking this moral grandstand of I'm not going to watch this Jesus movie because it's blasphemous to who he is. But instead, we'll go see a movie next door. And I listed a few movies like Nonstop, RoboCop, Ride Along, movies like that,
yeah.
where they actually take the Lord's name in vain upwards to 7 to 15 times, respectively.
Mm.
And then I also finally kind of concluded my thoughts on this with whenever a movie has been made that's been based on a book, you know, like the Harry Potters,
yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Jurassic Park.
You know, how many people ever... Jurassic Park, yeah.
Truth.
How many people, like, complain about the fact that it's never on par with...
Every single person.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to also consider that, you know, is in play also.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I wonder what it Excellent would take for point. Somebody, for, like, everyone to just unite and go, that was the best Jesus film I've ever seen. Because even Passion of the Christ... There, when that came out, it was the same thing.
Well, I don't know, because even when Jesus was actually on Earth and he showed up, not everybody liked him.
That's true.
So I don't think a movie is going to fix that. Honestly.
DJ, thanks for the comments,
thanks
man.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
You bet.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Phone lines are open, and we really want to know. We haven't had a chance to see this film yet, but before we've seen the film, we're going in with this predisposition because we've seen, or this prejudice, if you will, we've seen mm-hmm. both sides. We've seen just fighting and backbiting on Facebook over this movie. It's like, yeah. I don't know if I want to see
it's
this movie.
Because right before it came out, it was like, well, yeah, this movie is obviously the right one to go see because people were like, Noah's coming out, but it's going to be blasphemous. This is the movie. And now people have gone to see Son of God, and they're like, wait a second.
Well, do you remember when The Passion of the Christ came out? There was another movie that came out around the same kind of time called The Gospel of John.
Mm-hmm.
But because The Passion of Christ was marketed to churches and did really well marketing-wise,
yeah.
that was the one that was talked about. The Gospel of John was word for word The Gospel of John. The guy that played Desmond on Lost played Jesus.
Mm.
I'm wondering how many people actually even ever saw that movie.
I didn't even know it existed.
Static. It was in theaters.
Hmm.
Yes, I had a comment about the movie.
Yeah.
I saw the movie and I thought it was great. And I took my husband, who is a non-believer, and what it did is brought up a great discussion. He saw a part of the movie where they rose Lazarus from the dead, mm-hmm. and he wanted to know more about it.
See,
so I
cool.
was able to explain to him. I was also able to point out some of the inconsistencies, and it got him wanting to know more.
That's
and for
cool.
me, as a Christian, now that Noah is coming out, it's making me want to delve more into the story of Noah. So again, I can take him and explain, and it's opened up a lot of communication. He's wanting to know more about the Bible, so I think it was a great tool, great to be marketed to churches because you can use it as a tool to explain to a non-believer what is not correct and what is and how it needs to be expanded on because you can't put the whole Bible in
yeah.
2.5 hours.
Right. Well, even at the very end of the book of John,
yeah.
John himself says that. I mean, this isn't the full account because all the books and all they the world,
yeah.
you know.
They
like...
couldn't put the whole Bible in the Bible.
Right. And so now he's even wanting to know more and he looked up other Bible-based movies on Netflix wanting that knowledge. So for me personally, it was wonderful.
I think that's great. I think that's a fantastic
yeah,
example of somebody saying, hey, this doesn't line up. Yes. But just like our previous caller said, instead of us all fighting about it and being like, hey, it doesn't line up. It's blasphemous. You took the movie. You took your non-believing husband, and he's got questions, and you're filling in gaps for him.
Yeah,
I think that's
awesome.
Excellent. That's how
yeah.
it should be used. Anytime there's some form of art or entertainment, that's how it should be used. It should be used
yeah.
to point to the truth, to our Creator.
Thank you
so
much.
So all the Christians need to take a non-believer with them and roll with it.
There you go.
There you go.
I think that's good
advice.
Have a good
day.
You too.
You too. So what we were referencing is in the book of John, chapter 21, verse 25. I like actually saying the real scripture instead of just paraphrasing. Somewhere right. I think. Yeah, John 21:25 says, "Now there are also many other things that Jesus did, were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written."
Yes, so, and saying that, we're not saying that those extra gospels, like
right.
the Gospel of Thomas and of Mary Magdalene and the... You know, all the apocalypse narrative of Peter and all right. that stuff. We're not saying, oh, no. well, that's proof. But because those books, they were around, like Paul's talking about those books in the Bible. They're not new things. They're new to us, but they're used.
Yeah, there you go. And, but what we are saying is that people are, man, I've read some scathing reviews. I've read some great reviews. And on both sides, you know, the argument is, well, they didn't get it all right. They didn't fit everything in there. Mm-hmm. So we haven't had a chance to see it. We want to know, Son of God, your thoughts. It is dividing people right now.
It is. So divisive.
Yeah, let's unite people.
Unite.
Static.
Hi, I just jumped in the conversation, so I haven't heard quite both sides of the story. But I do remember last week you were talking about whether you should bring your children or not.
Yeah.
What age are they?
Yeah. We still have not seen it yet, so yeah.
We didn't get to go. We were going to go Thursday night, and then plans changed.
Yeah, babysitters.
Okay. How old are your kids?
8 and 10.
You know what? If you've seen Passion, and I think Passion, I taught fourth grade, I would have not said for the younger kids Passion was appropriate, but I honestly think for the level of violence that was actually portrayed in the Bible, this one was good for that age group.
Okay, yeah, my kids still have not seen Passion. We own it, and yet we've never had the Easter, hey, let's sit down and watch Passion of the Christ. Cause,
I still think it's too much for the younger kids, and a lot of people say, hey, well, kids watch violence all the time. They play violent video games.
My kids
I think
don't,
that one
so.
For 8-10-year-olds would not be appropriate.
Yeah.
But for this movie, I think it was a good way to show the sacrifice that he made for us.
So you enjoyed it.
And what
it.
A lot of people forget is that the worst part was the wrath of God being poured out on him on the cross. And that, I think, is never really quite portrayed in any movie that I've ever seen. And that was the worst part.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Is that portrayed well? Because one of the criticisms I've heard that we've read so many reviews now, and people are just going back and forth at it. There were some that said, man, sin wasn't mentioned once, and it's never really made known why Jesus suffered and died on the cross in this film. It doesn't really portray it well. As someone who's seen it, and that, as you said, the most important part, is that something that is missing, or in your opinion, do you think they got that right?
Well, it all depends on what their motivation was. If it was supposed to be an explanation of Christianity and the purpose that, you know, why salvation has come to man, of course that movie, it's only 2 hours long, is going to fall short.
Yeah. Mm.
But what it does do is it gives a taste. It should whet the appetite. And, of course, it can't fit everything in. But I thought it was a great montage and a very creative way of giving the essence.
Okay.
And hopefully that will invite people to come and see it. It's not threatening.
Okay.
That it will exactly spark dialogue. And that's what we're doing here on the radio right now. People who are not believers are going to hopefully be enticed to come and begin to dig for themselves, because no movie can do any justice to what our God has done.
I
There's
like
no movie.
Yeah.
I've been a Christian 15 years as of yesterday.
Oh,
and
oh,
I
wow.
still have just scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on. Thank you for those words.
Yeah, thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
All mm-hmm. right.
Have a good day.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Take another call before we take care of the bills.
Oh, yeah. Bills.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, guess who's driving, wearing a blue shirt, and spilled his coffee?
Stop it!
Thank you. Thank you. I just want to say
that I don't even think about it anyways. Have a good day, bye.
Wait, did you really? Did that happen?
Oh,
I'm a clairvoyant.
You are a clairvoyant.
I'm a telepath. Guys, if you need to know your future and whatnot, I'm only $300 an hour.
Stop it right
what?
Now.
I'm trying to, I got to make money.
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to take care of some bills and whatnots. We got some details about our prom that is coming April 11th, the way that you can help support Static Radio and enjoy a great evening of dancing, hanging out under the stars, kicking it with us.
Kicking.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Something.
And of course, on the way in the 8 o'clock hour, our dear friend Max from Astro Zombies will be here. Max,
he texted, he said he's on the way.
Okay.
That's all we've
Max
got.
Will be here.
Max, you'll be here.
Maxtro Zombies.
That's the new name.
It's coming up. Comics Corner. Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
And here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
What?
Heck yeah, it's Trouble.
Hey, Trouble.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Thank you, Elvis.
Is in the house.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Elvis left the building, but Trouble's in the house.
And when Elvis left the building, did you know, Max, that he truly left the building?
No, I didn't know that he truly left the building.
Guess how many times Elvis Presley ever did an encore performance in his lifetime?
I'm going to say zero.
One. One ever.
For his big televised thing in Hawaii or whatever, you know, where he's like, oh.
That was his one and only ever encore because they would announce it and he'd be gone and that was it. That was the end of the concert. No encores.
Well, if you got to have one, Hawaii's not a bad place to have it.
Yeah, true. You know. Truth. It is the 8 o'clock hour, at least in Mountain Standard Time.
Hey, hey!
In this middle part of America.
In Central Standard Time, where my friend Tango is listening. Also watching the video camera, because he told me to stop drumming.
Okay.
It is 9 o'clock.
A little creepy.
That's
little
fine.
Creepy.
No.
For all the locals, we got to take care of traffic quite quick.
Oh, come on!
And then we'll get into the greatest segment of all time.
Max, how was your drive in?
It was pretty good. You know, traffic was a little slow on I-40 westbound.
Okay. Westbound I-40, and it looks like. Do you come from the east side?
I do.
There you go. Yeah, it is a little slow. It looks like near Eubank, it's down to 21 miles an hour. We want to say that there's a ton of road construction at I-25 and Paseo.
It is red.
Max, thanks be to the Lord that you don't have to go eastbound on Paseo in the mornings.
Right.
Because you might give up and just not go to work.
I might give up on life if that was the case.
That's a battle. Well, today's Lent, so if you gave up on life, it would be fitting.
Yeah, it would be. There you go.
There you go. Today's the day, friend. There's been an accident Osuna Road East at I-25. It happened about 7:23, so almost an hour ago. There's been another accident I-40 East between Rio Grande Boulevard, exit 157, and 12th Street, exit 157, that happened, I don't know, 40 minutes ago. And there's been an accident at Bridge Boulevard and 8th, which only happened about 15 minutes ago. So be careful out there, people. It is early morning, and most people are not paying attention to what they're doing.
All right. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Our little coffee shop here that we loves.
We love it.
And Annie. They do a great job.
Annie's over there.
Yeah.
Max, you haven't gotten your coffee yet.
Yeah. I know.
You're going to, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's coming up.
All the coffee.
I promise you, sir, and you will enjoy it. Max in, of course, hanging out with us, which means it's time for our favorite time of the week.
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
Nope, it's Wednesday.
Praise.
Okay.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them, because they're really, really cool, and I really, really need them, and I get them every Wednesday, and we can review them, and it's Comics Corner!
Just do it, I know nerd. The words.
Just do it.
I know all the words.
I don't. I was like,
I'll never tell. I'll never tell.
We did that intro, and I still don't know what the words are.
Max, I want you to know the past 2 weeks I haven't been singing it in protest.
Yeah.
Silent protest.
Silent protest.
For some reason, I had a red X on my hand, and I was just like, silent protest.
Silent protest for
you being absent.
You being absent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed you just as much as you missed
me. I know
me.
You did. The best thing was last week, Max called me, and he said, Matt, I don't have an excuse. I'm sorry. And I was like, okay.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com. Phone number there is
505-232-7800.
I should know that by now, but I have a smartphone, which means I never, ever have to know it. I just press Astro Zombies.
There you go.
And it magically takes me to you.
It's like a portable little brain that has all your numbers in it.
So there you go. So big thanks to you guys at Astro Zombies for supporting Static Radio and for providing for us week in and week out for Comics Corner.
Big thanks for you guys for talking about comic books.
Yes! We got a lot to talk about this week.
Such a good week for books.
So, I kind of feel like saving it, but I kind of feel like talking about it. Should we just jump into Forever Evil?
I want to talk about Moon Knight before we do.
So we're going Marvel first?
Yeah.
All right.
Unalphabetical.
That's a shocker.
That's a shocker. Watch out.
We always start with DC.
I know, but we have so much to say about Forever Evil, it might be better to get these out of the way.
Okay.
That's respect.
All right.
I'm just being respectful.
A lot of number ones this week, including one I did not pick up.
Yeah.
Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yeah.
A whole new... whole new series. Just last week, Jason Aaron ended his run. Did you happen to read Wolverine and the X-Men?
Number one?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to say no.
I feel bad because I feel like I've betrayed Wolvie.
No.
I did not pick it up because I thought, you know, I could use a little break. I feel like he's everywhere right now. He's got his own series.
Couple of them.
Yeah. I have read Wolverine 1 and 2, and I will say it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different
take
on him.
Very different.
You know?
It kind of feels like All-Star Batman and Robin, where I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
You are not Wolverine!
See, I've heard
you
that that's
you are a jerk and you murdered a human!
I've heard that's a great series.
It is, but Batman is a jerk and it is very different.
I was not a fan.
Written by Frank Miller, right?
At all, yes.
And it kind of... From what I heard the Kevin Smith podcast with Jim Lee, and he talked about that, and he talked about how it was kind of the prelude to The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
It's that Batman. It's that universe.
Yeah, it definitely is. And then
I loved the art, Jim Lee.
Finished, so.
Well, yeah, Jim Lee. Jim Lee's like number one in this world.
He's
right
pretty
now.
Incredible. I'm a fan of his art. I was not a fan of All-Star Batman and Robin because in it, it's like this different world. Batman's a jerk to Robin. He's just all around kind of a...
He's kind of emotionally abusive.
Yeah, Frank Miller kind of lost any filter that he might have ever had at one point on that book.
It was terrible. And Wolverine kind of feels the less angry version, but it's still, you know, issue one. It's a couple issues in now, but in the very first issue, Wolverine straight up takes a gun out and kills a dude.
Whoa!
Yes.
You read it?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I read the first two issues.
Dang.
Issues one and two are out, and I was just like, wait a second!
That's not my Wolverine.
He's a bad guy. He lost his powers.
He's got a suit of armor.
Yeah, and he's got this... He can't pop his claws because he doesn't have a healing factor anymore, so like bleed out.
No more pop, lock, and drop it.
So he's got this armor with claws in the armor.
Okay, now tell me, and maybe somebody who doesn't know, how did he lose his claws?
Sabretooth, blah, 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 virus infection, big battle. Sabretooth scarred him. He's got this huge scar on his face now. Honestly, I'm not a huge
fan. Is the adamantium skeleton gone?
No, he still has that.
And no, he has not died of adamantium poisoning yet.
That was my question, Max.
That's a really good
because
question.
Because I was like, wait a second. If you had an adamantium skeleton and your healing factor was gone, would you not just die from, like, lead
you just
poisoning?
Went uber
well,
nerd.
I want to know how his muscle supports all that. That adamantium.
That's
in him.
True.
Wouldn't he just like fall over because they're not regenerating?
It seems like okay. Obviously, then he's still got a healing factor.
The science behind Wolverine.
Nope. Almost died. In fact, in the first issue, like he gets shot, and they're like, "He's gonna die," and it was crazy. And then it was like, "He didn't die," but this human being who works for the Daily Bugle was like, "My bad," and he was like, "No bigs." Bam!
Oh, the
killed a reporter.
Spider-Man.
Just a random dude, and it was like, "This is stupid." I don't know. It's getting grave reviews, and people are loving it, and I'm sure it's flying off the shelf, but...
Yeah, I mean...
Well, let's talk about another kind of anti-hero.
Yeah, there's a lot of number ones this week, so if you're somebody who has been listening to Comics Corner, you don't know where to begin, Marvel is kicking off a ton of new series right now, so it's a perfect time.
A very interesting one. Interesting being the operative word is Moon Knight, if you're looking on the camera. Coon, you watching?
Now, for those who have never read Moon Knight, Max, do you want to give a little background into who Moon Knight is?
Totally.
He's like a C character. He's not even a B. That's why he's got the moon on his forehead. It's really
he's
a
like,
C.
He's with the Guardians.
He's down there
with the Guardians. Maybe below.
He was a crucial member to the West Coast Avengers, which makes him like an A-plus character, in my opinion.
West Coast is the best Coast Avengers, if you ask me.
West Coast Avengers. Just as long as we don't talk about the Great Lakes Avengers. Great Lakes Avengers.
No.
We're good. Stay away from
Great
them.
Lakes Avengers, get out of here. Nobody
Squirrel
cares
Girl.
About
them. Yeah. Man. There was a character called Squirrel Girl.
Ugh. Yeah.
And she was a Great Lake Avenger.
She's apparently one of the most powerful hero clicks.
Okay, anyway, back to Moon Knight.
Moon Knight!
So his most famous alias is Mark Spector. He was a mercenary. He goes over to Egypt. He's kind of a scumbag.
Yeah.
falls in with the wrong people,
yep.
tries to redeem himself, gets killed, gets, like, I don't know.
Resurrected?
Yeah, resurrected, saved, healed, whatever, by an ancient Egyptian god named Khonshu, mm-hmm. who's a god of night travelers and
he protects people traveling at night.
Yeah, also in one of the earlier series they said he was an avatar of vengeance. My Egyptian lore is a little rusty, so
yeah, definitely right. If you're
I'm gonna go
like,
with whatever Warren Ellis tells me on this one.
Yeah. And speaking of that, Warren Ellis is a fantastic writer.
Yes.
Now he did Preacher, right? Was that Warren Ellis?
No, that was Garth Ennis.
Oh yeah. Garth Ennis.
Warren Ellis did Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts and Planetary.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. I think I was getting him and Garth.
I'm a fan of Warren Ellis.
But the way this guy writes, what's so interesting to me, if you're a Dexter fan, if you ever watched that show and you've been wanting to get into comics, for some reason, this comic kept bringing Dexter to mind. It's not like...
Because he's crazy.
There's not... Yeah. Yeah. It's not like... There's not like nudity and there's not crazy violence. There's a little in there. There's no parental advisory like on Miracle Man.
Right.
There's not one of those in this.
Yeah, intense.
But he is crazy. He's got dissociative identity disorder. Yeah. Well, we think he does.
Maybe.
Read the comic. Anyway, he's kind of a schizo walking around being a hero.
Right. Well, Max said about he died. He's resurrected by this Egyptian god thing, and it's got four different personas, right?
Yeah.
So he's carrying all these personas mm-hmm. around, trying to keep it together, and trying to be a hero, and yet trying to and yeah, it's interesting to see what happens. When a normal human being with a finite brain is given power and probably more accurately what it would look like.
Yes.
Other than like, I got bit by a spider and now I'm really strong. This is totally normal. I'm going to climb walls.
Yeah.
It's like, no, totally. You would not!
This guy, he's off his rocker. And the biggest evidence of that is his suit is bold white.
Yeah.
That's the best part of
him. He's a night traveler and he is bold white.
Yeah. Gotta see him coming.
Now, if you're a longtime Moon Knight fan, it is a new series. It's an interesting take because his suit is just that. He's wearing a suit now, and
he was doing some detective work, you know.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's a little elaborate to go cape and hood and full.
He looks more Rorschach to me than it because it's just like plain clothes, but he's glowing white. And
we'll see the classic suit eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm interested. I think you liked it a lot more than
I did. For some reason, I was just so like, confused. Hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I was going, what?
I'm just into it. Yeah, the last page was kind of...
He had to explain it to me.
I explained it. And he
so
was
I was like
oh.
Wait, who are these people? What is the... Oh, okay. Okay, thanks for the explanation. I'm so confused.
The crazy dead bird thing didn't give it away?
No, not at all. I was like, because the panels before, it was under a sheet, and you don't know. And I was like, is this in his mind? Is this all fake?
Maybe that's exactly how Moon Knight's feeling about it.
It was like when Scott Snyder did that issue of Batman, and you had to kind of turn the pages around, and you just started going crazy. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how it's feeling.
Interesting read. I am excited to see where it goes. And again, that's a number one.
Yeah.
It's part of the Marvel Now initiative. On the shelves today. So if you're into that kind of wacky, zany, detective, creepy, Moon Knight might be for you.
Yeah. Speaking of number ones, another number one releasing today. This guy hasn't had his own full series in... Gosh, I can't even remember the last time.
I was thinking about this last night, too.
Because he's had minis, but I can't really think of the last time Magneto had his own series.
Yeah.
Ever.
Maybe he never has. I'm sure he has at some point.
Magneto number one. So for those that are, you know, not super into comics and yet loved the movies, maybe, this is definitely dark.
Yeah.
I started trying to explain it to Tao right away.
I didn't
like,
read
well,
it.
He was like, should I read it? I'm like, well, it kicks off with him tearing out the fillings of somebody's teeth and replacing them with street signs through the guy's head. So that was interesting.
X-Men is going violent right now.
It got harsh real quick.
Which I think is okay because it's Magneto.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see him palling around with Cyclops and, you know, the X-Men, but he's a villain. Who are we kidding?
Now, this one does have the parental advisory on it.
There you go.
So, it definitely is one I would say for older readers. One thing I absolutely did enjoy, however, is the theme of this is Magneto. He has been around for many years. He's seen mutants rise up. He's seen what has happened with his people, and now humanity has said no, and humans are killing mutants because they're evil, and you know, the superheroes, the good guys, want to try and, you know, be superheroes and no, it's okay, and turn the other cheek.
Yeah, keep their hands clean.
Magneto is the spirit of vengeance. And it's like, you know what? I understand that I'm going to have to take give an account for my sin. I mean, it is like verbatim gospel what he says, that at one point he will have to stand before God. He will have to give an account for everything that he's doing. But right now, he is justice for mutants. And he is finding the baddest of the bad scientists and these people who have manipulated, who have used and abused his people. And he is the spirit of God protecting the Israelites. I mean, it is straight up Old Testament crazy.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
He's going OT on them.
It's pretty, it is an interesting commentary to see. I really did think of God, because you see in the Old Testament so many times where God's people are crying out like, dude, we're slaves in Egypt. All these bad things are happening. Where are we going to find justice? What are we going to do? We're being squashed and there's really nothing we can do. And then God says, all right, I love you guys so much. I'm going to step in and take care of this. And Magneto is stepping in and taking care of it.
Yeah, well, he's definitely been built up as like the father figure for mutants. Now,
right.
Especially since Xavier's gone now.
Yeah. Yeah. He shaved his head to, yeah, like, all, you know, kind of so Professor X style.
He looks like Professor X, but he's like the antithesis.
He really is, because he's not trying to kumbaya and hold hands with everybody and unite everybody. It's like, you know what? We are set apart.
Yeah.
We are different.
Wow.
We are not like you. And you are harming my people, and enough is enough, and I'm taking care of business.
Man.
And it is crazy.
But again, not for children, so don't.
No. Parental advisory on that one. I wasn't expecting it, and then two pages in was like, whoa!
Okay. This is a different. And the thing about it is, lately, like, and you've told me this,
yeah,
Magneto's kind of been on the good side of,
yeah,
things, because Cyclops kind of tipped the scale and,
yeah,
started going crazy. And now it's like Magneto's like, okay, I'm done sitting out.
All these kids are, you know, yeah.
Yeah. The kids are nice and fun and all that, but,
but no one's really accomplishing anything.
Brian Solo.
Right.
You know, it truly is an interesting commentary on the Lord, because you see Magneto is kind of the father figure, as you said, but kind of on the sidelines, just kind of hanging out, watching his children go to work. And you've seen, you know, the one aspect Wolverine where it's like, we got to train and instruct, and we got to protect our kids over here, and we're going to shelter, and this is where we're going to be. And that's kind of like the cool kicking it homeschool style, right?
Mm.
And sheltering and protecting and nurturing, which is important. And then the other side, you got Scott Summers, who's another child going, I'm Cyclops. I'm going to try and do this over here. Crap, nothing's working out. Everything's exploding. And then finally, Magneto's like, you know what, kids? Let me show you how daddy does.
Oh,
and he does. He does.
So if you're a longtime Magneto fan, this might be the book for you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the fact that they're finally drawing him like he is an older man.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, especially in the 90s, I remember seeing Magneto and he looked like he was the same age as everybody else.
Yeah.
He just had white hair.
But why is... Yeah, and he's huge.
Yeah.
And he's got long white hair. And you're like, who is
Age
that?
Of Apocalypse. I loved it.
Yeah. But now he's kind of like, okay.
Now he's the old man, and they're really, yeah, doing a really good job.
Yeah.
So, yes, for longtime X-Men fan, I will say I've read X-Men for as long as I can remember. Growing up, Magneto was the villain of the time when Jim Lee first took on X-Men number one, you know, during, like, the Chris Claremont uncanny into X-Men. And I don't know I've ever remembered a time where Magneto has felt more terrifying to me. Like, this is really, like, scary.
Well, yeah, because not only is he like wrathful, he's got a purpose,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
goes, you know, everywhere. But I read that book through the lens that Colin Bunn, the author, is actually doing the Sinestro series,
yes,
from DC,
yeah, which is interesting.
So I was like reading that, I was kind of looking at how Sinestro is going to play out. And
yeah.
I'm really excited for that
I'm
book
really
now.
Looking forward to that as well. It's cool to see writers who just kind of don't care, who are like, hey, I'm writing this series for Marvel, and at the same time, I'm going to be writing the series for DC. We're going head-to-head. And they're really taking, hey, here's Magneto, who's been this crazy villain, who's become a good guy that people kind of just root for. And Sinestro, thanks to Geoff Johns, has become a villain that people love. I love Sinestro.
And he became a good guy in the New 52.
Exactly.
And now
so because of that, I'm looking forward to that as well. So Side note, Uncanny X-Men 18 released this week, and it mentions Magneto's disappearance in the beginning. It's just kind of like as an aside. Hey, by the way, Magneto's no longer with the team. Go check out his book.
You hadn't noticed.
Yeah. did you read this?
I did.
What did you think?
I liked it.
You do?
It's got my boy.
Okay.
It's got Cyclops.
Yeah, it does have Cyclops. To me, it was like one of those issues that I know they were just going for depth and importance and Kitty Pryde and Cyclops and let's really dig deep and talk about the psyche of things. But I feel like Jason Aaron has already done this with Wolverine and the X-Men, and he did it really well.
They are
so
playing catch up.
So it was like, I'm not super into Uncanny right now.
You get issues like this every once in a while when there's big relaunches going on, because some books got to slow down and wait for the rest of the universe to catch up. So what are you going to do but rehash old grudges?
And so it was like, okay, filler.
And that's why Cyclops gets a bad rap, man. Every time you read his books, he's going all sentimental.
However, speaking
go
of
Dark
Cyclops,
Phoenix again.
For those that are like, man, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I want to get into comics. I don't know a good starting place. There is a new series called Cyclops that's coming out that I'm really looking forward to. That's going to be a different take, because there was there were a few moments in here with young Cyclops and old Cyclops, and I don't care anymore about old Cyclops. I don't. I like young Cyclops because he's all that is good and he isn't tainted by the universe yet. And like, so old Cyclops, who's just kind of like, yeah, bleh, bah humbug. It's like, man, I really want that good. You could still see the good in him. And man, what a commentary on the decisions that you make and what defines you and your character. And so I'm looking forward to hopeful young Cyclops.
I kind of like older, bitter, revolutionary Cyclops.
But nothing's worked!
Yeah. I think one of my favorite parts is early on in Uncanny X-Men when he runs into the Avengers and they're like, you killed Charles Xavier! And he's like, nope, Dark Phoenix, not me.
Yeah.
I take no responsibility.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Cyclops, that's cold.
Yeah, he...
cold.
It comes full circle in this issue, though.
Yeah, it does.
With all of that. So, yeah, good stuff on there. Check it out. Speaking of things to check out, we gotta talk about
it. Okay, moving
Do
on.
We have to?
This is Forever Evil.
Forever Evil, the series, has been teasing and scaring fans of Nightwing for some time, and issue 6 releases today, and the cover has Nightwing bloodied, tied up, and it's called Nightwing's Last Stand. No spoilers. No reveals. I love that yesterday I walked into Astro Zombies and Max kind of comes around the corner and just hugs me. I'm like, what? Forever Evil 6 is out today, and I'm like, no! No, just by your hugging me, I feel like you're telling me something.
I don't even know what to tell you, though, because after I read it and then read it again, I'm...
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as impactful to me. The big impossible situation, Nightwing, they find him in this impossible scenario, and what can you do? And it's kind of, you know, to save the world, you kind of self-sacrificing type thing. We've seen this story so many times in comics. Heck, C.S. Lewis said it best, that every story is just a retelling of the story. We saw the greatest sacrifice in Jesus Christ. And so anytime somebody tries to do the self-sacrificing hero story, man, unless it's like really, really good, it just kind of falls flat. And this is one where it doesn't even pull the trigger, really, if you will. It's like, we still don't know. This wasn't the final issue. Issue 7's coming out. A lot of stuff happens in this one. There were some incredible reveals for characters. So if you are a longtime DC fan, Crisis on Infinite Earths, that's all I'm going to say. There's some incredible stuff in there.
It was really fun to see some of that stuff.
Nightwing, to me, takes a backseat.
Well,
it's supposed to be the big ooh, and to me that was the least thing I cared about.
It didn't really come off as some big self-sacrifice moment.
Yeah.
For me, it came across like, you know, you have Batman and Lex Luthor, who for like the last couple issues have been bickering about who's got the better idea and who's going to do what. And you have Batman, who puts like his superhero self on hold and tries to just do what Bruce Wayne would want him to do.
Yeah.
Then you have Lex Luthor.
Who's just evil.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I shouldn't say... So, he just will do whatever it takes.
Right. He's like, no, we gotta save the planet.
And no brainer.
No brainer.
That's what we gotta do.
Yep.
And those scenes between Lex Luthor and Nightwing Come on. Yeah, how did that not get you?
Yeah. Jeff Johns is a brilliant writer. I do enjoy David Finch's artwork in this. It's, oh man, really well done. If you haven't been following Forever Evil, I really truly feel like for once when people say it's a universe defining, this really is something that I haven't been this excited about a crossover in a really long time.
Who do you think's coming through the sky? That giant terror in reality? Mm. You gotta.
I have no thoughts. Oh my gosh, I have a thought.
Yeah,
I have a thought.
I don't,
because of who. I have a thought that I didn't have because he's not a DC guy.
Hey guys.
Hey, are you thinking it's the Anti-Monitor?
I am thinking it's the Anti-Monitor.
Oh my gosh! Okay, well, anyways.
Guys, if you're an Anti-Monitor fan,
well, you'll have
just
to read
really
Forever Evil 6 and 7 to find out.
Yeah, and this is issue 6, so we have one issue left
in
the series.
Dude, right?
Didn't even think about it. Didn't even cross my mind because I was busy. Yeah, we were talking about... Well, I can't talk. I can't spoil these things.
Yeah.
DC fans, you will not be disappointed. Forever Evil 6 on stands today. And yes, Jeff Johns is killing it. He's just going for it. He's like, you know what? Screw it. We've already destroyed the universe with the new 52. Let's just rebuild it in our own image and do whatever we want.
Whoa!
Jeff Johns secretly wishes he had his own personal Anti-Monitor. He's like, come with me to this office over here.
Gosh,
where
I really
my editor
hope that's
is.
It. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. Gotta be it.
It's gotta be.
So for those of you who are Marvel only, Teo,
hey.
Anti-Monitor is Galactus in my opinion.
Okay.
Way cooler than Galactus.
Way cooler in my opinion as well.
Yeah, but who came first?
The Anti-Monitor.
Yeah,
dang,
I think so.
It.
Yeah.
And he wasn't defeated by a giant-sized Kitty Pryde, so.
No, he was not.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but I'm gonna ignore it. So I can stay right in my own mind.
Oh, man. So a lot of books releasing this week. DC, Marvel, a lot of good books this week. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get a chance to read. Any that we need to check out that you had a chance to read that
yes.
we have not?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to reverse that. I think Galactus might be a little bit older.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway,
bless.
It's early.
I know.
As we discussed earlier, I don't have my coffee yet. But
it's okay.
Some books you should check out. Starlight by Mark Millar.
Yeah,
new
series.
Number one.
Yeah.
If I am a huge fan of Adam Strange, Buck Rogers, Flash Gordon, your classic science fiction high adventures, and this one just knocked it out of the park right
really?
Along.
Really?
Awesome.
It's got rapier sword fights. It's got super villains like Archduke so-and-so, and it's
cool.
got giant statues. It's it was so much fun to read.
I love it when people take ideas like that from childhood and just like remind
totally
you why you loved
back.
Comics in your childhood.
The main character's name is Duke McQueen.
Oh, okay. Come on.
You can't go wrong with that.
You can.
Another... Another one that I thoroughly enjoyed was there's a new Dark Horse number one written by Greg Rutka. It's called Vale.
Really?
Steve, you would really like it because on the surface, it's the story of this girl that wakes up in a train station and has no idea who she is. And then like at the end of the issue, they find out that there's something really special about her.
Okay.
But in between all of that, it's the story of two people that don't belong. The girl who doesn't obviously know who she is or where she is.
Yeah.
And this guy who you meet the first time you see him, he's hanging out with these three other dudes, and they're all really big scumbags.
Okay.
And the fourth dude's like, whoa, no, we can't, like, attack this girl. Like, I'm going to take her home and, like, protect her. And so they're like, I don't know. It had this, like, weird building off of each other.
Okay.
Like, they found, like, a way to be okay with the world around them in each other's presence. It was really cool.
All
right. Greg Rucka is one of my favorite writers.
And it's called Vale.
It's called Vale, and the artwork is fantastic.
Artwork to me can make or break a story. It
yeah.
really can, because there was some good art this week, and there was some poor art this week, and I don't know. Make or break.
It does, especially on like a number one or something. You pick it up, and you have no idea what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite characters, I'll put up with bad art. I'll be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It's my character. I'll read it. I'll suffer through it. And, you know, 12 issues from now, there'll be a new artist. But if it's a number one and I pick it up and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's important.
Can't do it.
Very
Speaking
true.
Of incredible art this week, Green Arrow, I'm telling you, man.
From what I've heard, Green Arrow is knocking it out of the park, just like the TV show. New
yes.
episode tonight.
Well, and aside to that, It's going through the Outsiders War, which if you're a fan of the TV series, you can totally pick it up at the Outsiders War and be like, okay, you know, maybe the volume 3, the series before it to kick it off, or was that 4?
Yeah, the start of the start of the Jeff Lemire series.
Start of the Jeff Lemire series. One thing I will say on the flip side, however, I'm not necessarily a fan of how close Green Arrow is sticking to the TV series right now. This issue, Diggle's out on his own, who is a character from the TV series, and runs into the Clock King and starts talking to the Clock King, who was the supervillain of the week last week on Arrow. And so it was like, it's starting to get muddled because they're so closely tied together yet separate that I'm kind of having a hard time disassociating the TV series from the comic.
It's a hard line to walk.
It's weird, man.
You want it to be close, but you don't want
it
to be
close.
Too close.
Yeah. It's so close, and I'm like, wait, I'm reading this, and I'm really enjoying this one aspect, but I guess if it's going to do this, I'll just watch a TV show, because then I don't have to deal with anything.
No.
I'm enjoying...
You read and you watch. You do both.
I'm enjoying The Outsiders, where they're halfway through this issue. It releases today, by the way, 29 for Green Arrow. Halfway through, I was like, eh. Clock King shows up, boo, whatever. The ending, however, grabbed me so much that I cannot wait for next month, because I have no idea how they're going to resolve.
And I like what you said about the show, because I feel like without that closeness, this book would be it would be Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, this book is every bit as good
as
the Marvel Hawkeye book. But for some reason, it just is stuck in this, like, I can't quite get to that sixth
gear. Hey, guys, in case you didn't know, here's our TV show that we also have that's really closely tied to the comic book. Oh, and if you still don't know, here's a Got Milk ad with Stephen Amell from Arrow on the next page.
In case you want to
Look at those abs. You want to watch the TV show. It just feels like they're trying to sell
and
you on the TV show.
And then they ask themselves if they were too subtle.
Right.
It's like, do you think they got it?
Maybe we need two ads. Two ads for the show.
Which is hilarious.
Put it on the back cover, too.
I think there are two ads in there. I think there's one with Stephen Amell, and then there's one with the whole cast.
I was noticing... The Arrow ads are in the Marvel comics, too.
Yeah. That's because it's the best show on television if you're a comic book fan.
And speaking of shows on television, if you're a comic book fan, I will say this. S.H.I.E.L.D. has gotten so much better.
I support that.
Yeah.
So much better.
Last night's episode, did you watch last night?
No, I'm still catching up. I fell way behind, and then people were like, you gotta get caught up.
It gets better. The back half of the first season, I even read an article on Forbes before I went to sleep last night.
I watched.
Did you watch? Did you love it?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Asgard.
Yeah. Incredible.
Even Steve.
Nicely done, Steve.
Yeah. It's
nicely done.
The article in Forbes talked about how it was like, why S.H.I.E.L.D. is about to become the show you always wanted it to be.
Yeah.
It gave props to S.H.I.E.L.D. for not coming out of the gate with Marvel heroes, because it said it would, looking back on it now, that's what everybody wanted at the time. But it would have been so gimmicky, it would have been awesome for two episodes and then fallen completely flat.
I think having Arrow there to kind of balance it out, though, has made them realize, wait,
totally,
this is what people want. Because on the flip side, Arrow definitely jumped out of the gate with Huntress and China White, and all these characters were showing up in the Arrow universe. It was like, yes, this is what we've always wanted. And Marvel, it's been like, hey, man.
But I think the difference is,
you want to maybe add a superhero or anybody from
with Marvel? The superheroes were already established with the movie universe. And how are you going to get those characters on TV? Number one, there's not enough money.
Yeah,
I mean there is, but
they got Samuel Jackson.
And
they
did,
that cameo.
And they got what's her face? Who's Maria? Maria Hill was on there.
Oh yeah.
And now they've got Sif from Asgard on the next episode. Bill Paxton
showed up
last night as a new S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And they've introduced a character called Deathlok from Marvel. That's going to be showing. I don't know. But anyway, the Forbes guy, he said what they did is they established their own identity within this. And so now people know what to expect from S.H.I.E.L.D., but now they're slowly starting to rope in the rest of it. And it seems like it's going to tie in heavily with Captain America, the Winter Soldier, that's about to come out.
Well, I think it's not necessarily a disservice, but with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think what has happened is, I mean, obviously they couldn't just throw out there all of a sudden you have Elektra or just even the random B characters who don't have movies, because they... I don't want to say shot themselves in the foot, but one thing that they did do is say right out of the gate, hey, this is based on our movie series. Mm-hmm. So now you can never introduce a character on the television show unless you're willing to put him in one of your movies. So it better be that good.
Maybe.
And so because of that, you can't just have Elektra or Daredevil or a random B character, Moon Knight, just show up on the series, because then that character, that actor, has to be tied to your universe.
And that's what kind of...
You said I'm not going to get Moon Knight on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I don't know.
I think you'll get Moon Knight in a Netflix series.
Yeah.
Is what I think. But that's going to be the issue for Arrow, though, once the next Superman comes out. Because then are they going to even include Green Arrow? Or are they going to introduce a second Green Arrow, leading into further confusion? Me, personally, I think Marvel actually started off bad, but I think in the long run, they were playing the waiting game, and they did it correctly.
Yeah, I feel like anybody on Arrow could be in the DC Universe, though.
Will they be? That's the question.
Or is Arrow set prior to the Batman movies, and they'll just use an older Oliver Queen?
Smallville,
you never know.
There's different series that have stood that did not have anything to do with the rest of them. I mean, the Dark Knight series, that's its own universe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's okay.
I think you could make a pretty strong case that the Arrow universe takes place in the Christopher
Nolan
universe.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You totally could. Except for the Talia What's-Her-Face thing.
Right.
That didn't really come up. Wow. But I'm just interested to see.
I mean, if Arrow takes place earlier.
Yeah, I'm just interested to see what happens.
Yeah,
I think I'm with Steve-O. I feel like Stephen Amell as Green Arrow could be in the new universe. Totally. I think it could totally fit in.
Man, he would be amazing in the Justice League universe.
They've made Gotham references. The real trick, I think, we'll really see with Flash. If Flash takes off and then he gets included, then I think it'll be like...
Arrow's a little bit easier because the villains you don't have to make... Like, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s super fantastical.
Right.
Right.
I mean, like, Arrow, they had the Royal Flesh gang, they had Count Vertigo, but they were all somewhat more based in, like, what maybe is believable.
Yeah. That's why I think the Batman series could stand, because there's so many B characters in Gotham that you could have... Zaz,
Killer Croc.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I mean, so many of those guys that kind of don't matter necessarily, that definitely matter, but that you could have in a TV series and not really worry about the universe.
Well, they don't really matter if you're
Agents
putting
of
Batman
S.H.I.E.L.D.
up
is huge.
To Superman.
It is huge. It's huge. So it's
and
like
it's about to get
by
bigger.
By the way, Asgard, Midgard, let's talk about this. Let's go big or go home. And so you're right, it's a totally different scale.
It is.
Arrow is like on the streets, and here's your villains of the week, and it's okay because you're in Starling City and that's where we're at. S.H.I.E.L.D. is like global, and last week Thor, punched a hole through the universe, so now we got to fix that. How are we gonna,
And that's always been the fundamental difference between Marvel
and
DC.
Yeah, totally true. And we're about to see more street level stuff with the Netflix series that it's coming from Marvel.
Yeah,
you got Daredevil, you got Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and then a Defender series, and that is tying into the movie universe, so that will also tie into S.H.I.E.L.D. So what I'm starting to see is they're gonna start crossing over crazy.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented what they're doing. It's crazy.
I'm concerned people are going to get confused.
I don't know. I think, you could get confused or you could not get confused.
Or you could not get confused. I'm excited for it because I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I just, I fear of oversaturation.
On a little aside.
Well, it is Disney.
since, we are a little more kid-friendly station.
Yeah.
I will say this right out of the gate. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., my children watch.
Yes.
Arrow, my children do not watch.
Yeah.
For that reason, because Arrow is definitely grittier. It's kind of Dark Knight-esque.
It skews more adult
Agents
themes.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D. is Disney, is Marvel, is ABC. And there are some moments where I'm like, hey, look here.
Yeah.
Right? However, for the most part, and maybe that's why for me, I enjoy it for my kids, but I still haven't. I loved this last episode,
yeah.
And I'm wanting it to be big. I don't want it to fail. I really want it to succeed. But I guess it feels more of a ABC Family like kids show than say Arrow, where it's very much so like I could go out with the bros and watch this movie.
Arrow.
I wouldn't go out and watch the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie with a bunch of bros. I'd probably take my kids.
Yeah.
So
thankful there's a show and they're not going to make a movie. Because it would make. But
I'm
excited.
Secret
because
Warriors. We're talking to you, Secret Warriors.
There's a little bit. There's a glimmer of hope for S.H.I.E.L.D. and that, and the
absolutely.
Hope is getting more and more, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah. If you're going big, go big. Bill Paxton joining, Sif joining, like stuff like that. Those are the shining moments.
Yeah.
Marvel, notice that. Notice the episodes that don't suck are when you actually go big. And then they're going, right, look at how much this cost us.
Yeah. But then last night at the end of the episode,
Disney, so
we finally get like a real picture of what happened to Coulson. And it's like, what was that?
He's a great actor. He's
and we
really
need to
job.
Talk to Max about that off air because we got to figure out who GH is.
Yeah. Some good stuff going
on. Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Okay.
All right. Well, thus concludes the journey that is called Comics Corner and Team Awesome Morning Party.
Tomorrow, we had a great friend of ours named Bill Peterson. He linked us up. It's a follow-up to that girl that was suing her parents.
Ah, yes.
It's what has gone down. I guess this happened like either yesterday or today. So, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get more opinions. But it's a positive thing, so don't be worried.
We posted a link for an article on Son of God. We'd love your thoughts and opinions on that as well. We haven't seen the movie yet, and I'm not sure if we're going to at this point.
With the way everybody's fighting, it's totally making me just want to skip.
I'm okay not having a side right now. So tell us what you think, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Again, want to remind everybody, Comics Corner, our 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com or
505-232-7800.
Max from Astro Zombies. Dude, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank love
you so
geeking
much.
Out.
My week have not been so complete since I haven't been here.
I know. And you're back.
I'm back.
And you're here.
I'm here.
You're not going to leave us behind.
No.
No, well, I'm going to leave now.
Well, there's always that.
I got to go to work.
That's fine.
On the way next, we have Shock Therapy Live with our dear friend Pastor Nate Heitzig. It is a one-hour call-in show centered around you. Maybe you're dealing with something personal, something going on in your life, with a friend's life, family member, and you just need somebody to talk to, or maybe you need an answer on something. That is the purpose of the next hour of Static Radio. And so you can get your questions in. If it's too personal and you don't want to be on the air, you can send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. And we promise if you email it, we will keep it anonymous, but don't bottle it up. Definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
That's why we do Shock Therapy Live.
And again, if you missed anything this morning, there will be a podcast up later. It looks like we got a comment saying that something crashed again this morning.
Awesome!
We've been having technical difficulties lately. So, podcast will be available at mystaticradio.com/mornings, or you can subscribe to the iTunes podcast. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Beautiful. That's it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana. Middays with Mitch coming up in 10 o'clock hour. I know she's got a lot planned for this day.
She do.
It's Wednesday, yo.
Wednesday.
Right back. Team Awesome Morning Party presents Shock Therapy Live.
Woo!
Yeah. Myself, Pastor Nate Heitzig. See you then.
Goodbye.
For Team Awesome Morning Party. Blah, blah, blah.
Nah.
Static.